Health officials are thinking smaller and more nimble as they try to reach the 500,000 people who haven't had a first dose of the vaccine. First it was the Shopbro buses, now vaccine campers are on the road. More than 40 vaccivans will be travelling over the Motu in the next few weeks, aiming to reach isolated rural areas. One of the first stops was Onefero in Waikato, and our reporter Louise Tanuth and camera operator Marika Habazi went to check it out.
Buckle up. This is the latest vaccine clinic on wheels, the VaxiVan. Super Saturday was a big shot in the arm for the vaccine rollout, but there's still more work to do. Now healthcare providers are on their way to find those still without a first dose. Here in Onefero in North Waikato, the latest vaccination data shows 78.1% of people have had their first dose and 49.6% are fully vaccinated. But more than 20% of people are unvaccinated. Site lead Rosalie Ellis hopes these vans will help bring that down.
We're able to take the vaccine to them. Yeah, because there is a few, quite a few people out there that just don't want to come into town because of COVID. They just don't want to be around it. So why not give them the opportunity to take it to them?
In some cases, they'll even do door-to-door service.
The other day I was talking to someone and she said, oh, mum doesn't want to come out, you know, and I said, well, give me a call later and we'll get someone to come to her. Yeah. So there are those people out there that just don't want to come out of their houses.
Today, Māori health provider Huakina Trust is doing drive-through vaccinations using the van and a bus to assemble vaccines and transport gear. Options are limited for locals to get vaccinated. They'd usually need to travel to another town. For Amy, who's been hesitant to get the vaccine up until now, this is much easier.
And I'm just going to give you your card.
Yeah, I've got two young boys very close in age, and yeah, they're still babies, so for me to just be able to drop them off at daycare and swing in on my way back. I just made an appointment at my doctor on the way home, actually, and then seeing this on my way here was 1,000 times easier than to have to, yeah, drive somewhere.
Craig Dunlop's also thrilled with the process.
I just live at Pukekaua, so went into Puke and there's quite a few people in there, so nice and easy out here. Ah, good, another job ticked off the list.
While he's been due for his second dose, Super Saturday wasn't for him.
The only reason I wouldn't go to Super Saturday, too long a wait.
And driving as well.
Yeah, nice out here, and drive straight in and done and be off in a minute, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go and do some work.
Others aren't so fussed, but still getting it done.
You've got to do something with your time, don't you?
Yeah, and so did you know about today, or did you just see it?
Facebook message.
So now fully immunised.
Yeah, apparently.
For Mike Durand, who's squeezing his jab in with work, not having to drive far is a bonus.
I just work 2 minutes down the road, so that all works. And I was due to get my second one, so yeah, my worker is coming up shortly as well, so yeah, it's quite handy.
He's hoping to get others on board for their first dose.
I'm trying to talk some members of the family into getting their first dose at the moment. We're having that discussion, so yeah.
That's something Waikato District Councillor Jackie Church says is crucial in communities in North Waikato who are often overlooked.
That's at the southern end of the counties of Manukau DHB area, so they're not part of Auckland, but we're not in the Waikato DHB area because we're too far north. So we've fallen into quite a bit of a black hole in terms of some of the services and the crossovers of territory authorities.
And spreading the message about vaccines needs a different approach, particularly for rural communities.
25% of the people are not digital for digital poverty. So when we're so reliant on that, then we've got to rely on those other networks, and that's why I thought that, you know, we felt that in the rural areas like Onefero, Opokikawa, Tikahonga, Port Waikato, and further south where we can, on the Auckland border, that people talking to people, getting on the telephone, using those telephone networks would be really helpful to just help mop up those other ones, or just get to people who were disenfranchised or didn't have transport. That's another big one, right?
All going to plan, they're hoping to visit again in 3 weeks for second doses.